You're listening to Morning Edition on WSHU Public Radio. I'm Tom Kuser. This week, Connecticut lawmakers passed a bill to close the state's $220 million 2016 budget deficit. But lawmakers still have to deal with a projected $900 million budget gap for the next fiscal year that begins on the 1st of July. One of the programs being looked at to reduce long-term state spending is closing the Connecticut Juvenile Training School, the state's juvenile detention facility in Middletown. We're joined by WSHU's senior political reporter Ebong Udama and reporter Cassandra Basler, who's covering the closure of the juvenile detention facility. Ebong, you've said in the past that Connecticut lawmakers generally don't like to deal with controversial issues in an election year. What's different this year?
This year, it's the budget, and reducing Connecticut's prison population is one way of saving money. Democratic Governor Daniel Malloy is pushing a policy to divert thousands of 18 to 20-year-olds away from the adult correctional facilities. He says a misdemeanor is the most serious offense in most of those cases, so he's looking for alternative ways to handle them in the juvenile system. You know, in 1980, Connecticut had only about 4,000 people in prison. It now has a prison population that's just shy of 20,000. That's down from a peak of 24,000 inmates in 2007. And since 2010, Connecticut has actually closed five adult facilities, four of them under the Malloy administration, and now they're looking at closing the state's juvenile facility.
Cassandra, this isn't the first time the state has talked about closing the juvenile detention facility. Back in 2005, then-Governor Jody Rell said she wanted to close it after the kids there rioted over how they were being treated. 10 years later, we're still deciding whether to close that facility. Has anything changed?
Well, this time closing the facility could help balance the budget, and it's an easier budget cut to sell because people like the idea that we're closing a kid prison. It makes Connecticut look more progressive. And on top of that, the state tried to reform the facility so that it felt less like a prison for about a decade now. But a state investigation released last year showed that officers were restraining kids and locking them into solitary cells for hours and days at a time. State Senator Dante Bartolomeo says she'd like to see kids treated better at the facility. She represents Middletown, where the juvenile detention facility is located. And she says the Department of Children and Families that runs the facility has already made big spending cuts over the past 4 years.
They have, I will say, saved, in quotes, about $100 million, right? And less than half of that has gone back into things like community supports. The rest of it has gone back into the general fund. Now, the problem I have with that is that what I think this population really needs is more of an emphasis on therapeutic treatment, rehabilitative treatment.
So does that mean Bartolomeo wants the state to keep that facility open?
Right. She thinks the facility could stay open and offer more therapeutic programs, but the governor already said back in December that he'd like to close that facility by 2018. And Commissioner Joette Katz says it could close even sooner than that.
We have 44 youth in our facility, down from 151 a year ago.
Wow, that's less than a third of the kids who were locked up there at this time last year. So where are the kids going after they leave the detention facility?
Some are going back home or to other child welfare programs like group homes, but Representative Tony Walker says the state needs to figure out if those programs are keeping kids out of prison in the long run. Walker's on the Juvenile Justice and Appropriations Committees. She wants to close programs that aren't rehabilitating kids and reinvest in agencies that do.
What we have to do is look and see what the agencies are doing, evaluate them, and find out if they are cost-based and they serve the population adequately so that the state of Connecticut is not just pouring money down a well.
Well, Cassandra, how much money would the state be saving?
It cost more than $50 million to run the Connecticut Juvenile Training School last year, or about $750 to keep one child there for one day. So someone who runs a juvenile rehab program in Chicago told lawmakers that it costs about $75 a day to counsel a child in the community. That's like one-tenth the cost that Connecticut spends right now. And a bill that would close this facility and draft a plan to put kids into cheaper community programs passed the Judiciary Committee this week. Walker says she expects that to pass the House and Senate soon.
All right, let's bring Ebong Udama back into this discussion. It sounds like balancing the budget is making Connecticut lawmakers do some very heavy lifting this year.
It is. And you know, so far, they're doing it with bipartisan support, even in an election year.
Ebong and Cassandra, thank you.
Thank you, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
WSHU's senior political reporter Ebong Udama and reporter Cassandra Basler.